Today we continue our series on keeping the church alive. Why must we go? Thank you for listening today here on Exhortations. Follow along with me in Matthew chapter 28 and looking at verses 19 and 20. And here the Bible says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28, 19 and 20. The command given to the disciples and to us today is that we are to go everywhere preaching the gospel. We have direct commands and examples of them being done in God's Word. Acts 8 verse 4 says they went everywhere preaching the gospel. We have the command to go and preach the gospel. Why? People cannot save themselves. Romans 10 verse 14 says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Romans 10 verse 14. So why must we go or help elders? First, the command from Christ is that we go and teach others the gospel. We are to go because people many times will not come to you. You must go to them. Just like there was false teaching in biblical times, there is still false teaching today. Therefore, another reason we must proclaim God's word to them so they will know what the Bible actually says and what they must do. Second, God desires all men to be saved. 1 Timothy 2, 3-4 says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth." If we want to be pleasing to God, we must do all we can to follow His will. His will is a righteous will because it desires for all men to be saved. So we should have that same desire. Third, we should want to have part in the work of the church. Since God commands us to go and preach and teach His Word, we should do all we can to fulfill the command. There are some that are unable to go for various reasons. However, they can still have part in spreading the gospel. How? They can support those who go to those places financially as well as spiritually. We can help them support preaching schools. We can help them by supporting preaching schools and men who desire to work overseas in other places that the gospel isn't being taught. Fourth, we should desire to go because we want the world to know that God loves them and desires for them to be saved. God is commanding us through His Word to go tell the world about Him and about what He has done for us so that all who are obedient may have eternal life. God's commands, in reality, aren't really that complicated, are they? But it can be difficult to find ways to accomplish such tasks. Those who desire to go overseas or simply to another country have to prepare for such tasks. They have to find a good time to go, a safe place to work when they are there, and the funds to be there even for a short period of time. The list goes on and on. We all can and should have a part in putting God's word out into the world. We can go physically, we can send others, and we can have God's Word put out through print, the internet, and other ways as well. We should desire to send God's message out to the world because God commanded it, and that's really all the reason we need. We should desire to do so for the same reason God desires it, that those who are obedient would be saved. That is why we must go out and send the message of God. Thank you for listening today to Exhortations.